This is VOA News reporting by remote. I'm Michael Brown. The death toll continues to climb and dozens are reported missing as severe flooding in Germany and Belgium turns streams and streets into raging torrents that swept away cars and caused houses to collapse. Recent storms across parts of Western Europe made rivers and reservoirs burst their banks, triggering flash flooding. Speaking at a news conference in the White House after meeting with President Joe Biden, German Chancellor Angela Merkel said in her words, "My empathy and my heart goes to all of those who in this catastrophe lost their loved ones or who are still worrying about the fate of people still missing. And I, including Belgium, Luxembourg, and the Netherlands, who have also suffered from the flooding." The death toll is expected to rise as dozens of people are still missing. Some of the Colombian nationals detained by the Haitian National Police in connection with the assassination of President Jovenel Moïse took part in U.S. military training and education, a Pentagon spokesperson confirmed in a statement emailed to VOA. According to the Pentagon, the U.S. Defense Department trains thousands of military people from South America, Central America, and the Caribbean each year. Haitian National Police Chief Leon Charles said police have arrested 18 Colombians in connection with the assassination. President Biden said Thursday that he was not open to U.S. military involvement in the country, but that he would send troops to fortify the U.S. embassy in Haiti. Moïse was shot and killed in the early hours of July 7th at his home outside of Port-au-Prince. His wife injured in the attack, recovering at a Miami, Florida hospital. The interim prime minister told reporters he had spoken to the first lady and that she's doing well. For more news, join us, voanews.com. By remote, this is VOA News. The U.S. government said Thursday it will begin offering up to $10 million for information to identify or locate malicious cyber actors working on behalf of a foreign government that are trying to cripple the internet operations of American businesses and infrastructure. The new reward was announced as the U.S. faces a growing threat from ransomware attacks that demand from foreign entities that U.S. corporations and institutions pay millions of dollars to unlock critical technology systems that hackers have seized. U.S. officials say the attacks have usually originated overseas, frequently from Russia. The U.S. says that about $350 million in ransom was paid to malicious cyber actors last year, a more than 300% increase from the previous year. President Biden said Thursday that Washington would review whether it would help restore the internet in Cuba, which has suffered blackouts since protests erupted last weekend. A number of U.S. lawmakers have urged the president in recent days to address connectivity issues on the island, as protests over food and medicine shortages have rocked Havana, leaving at least one person dead and hundreds arrested. Cuba's president and other officials have blamed the unrest on social media postings by Cuban Americans and the U.S. government's decades-long embargo on Cuba. Sanctions and restrictions imposed by former President Donald Trump and a drop in tourism related to the pandemic have put extra pressure on the Cuban economy in recent years. Well, Pfizer and two subsidiaries have agreed to pay $345 million under a proposed settlement to resolve lawsuits over EpiPen price hikes. The litigation goes back 5 years when lawsuits were filed alleging anti-competitive conduct. EpiPens are auto-injectable devices that are used for emergency treatment of a life-threatening allergic reaction. The administration of President Biden on Thursday launched the country's biggest anti-poverty program in a half century, sending monthly payments for the first time to help most American parents care for their children. Treasury Department said the money will be deposited in bank accounts of about 39 million households, covering 88% of children in the U.S. For more news, please join us at voanews.com. I'm Michael Brown, reporting by remote, VOA News.